Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Do you have a fear of failure? Not just in dating, but maybe life in general. Hey there, it's Susan Winter. I'm answering a very interesting question today because this is not a topic that I have discussed before because it sort of morphs into life in general. But I have a question from one of the video requests that is talking about a fear of failure, not even entering a relationship for fear it's going to fail. And my first thought is, well, they'll probably fail you long before you fail them. But let me get to this. And in case you've ever had a fear of failure in a relationship, in life, I'm going to read this and I'll tell you my 2 cents on this issue. Cassandra writes, and thanks, Cassandra, for this. Hi, Susan. Could you do a video on the fear of failure? Sometimes I'm afraid to enter a new relationship for fear that it won't work out, or if I even sometimes don't apply to a certain job for fear of failure, even though I'd probably do a really good job. Any tips would be great. Thank you so much. Now, regarding dating, okay, there is something in this verbiage that's very specific. Entering a relationship for fear it won't work out is different than for entering, is having caution for fear that you won't do well. Now, dating fatigue, dating burnout, getting exhausted with the grind of what's going on, or as I say, being battle weary, is real. It's a real thing in today's dating world. That is one separate issue. Protecting yourself, getting recharged, being clear on what you want, doing your a la carte version. If you don't know what that is, do it with me because I can show you how to create the exact template of what you want to experience. Filtering for your date. If you have not done those things and adjusted all of those little things according to what you got back that you didn't want, then you should be afraid of failure. You know why? Because you're going to repeat the same thing. But if you redesign what you're looking for according to what you've been getting that you don't want, go back out clearly, then you're in right order. And you're much better at the filtering process than you were before. So the likelihood of you experiencing the same loop of failure is less. Could they fail you? Will they fail you? Do they fail you? Sure. Your ability to be clear and focused and know what you're looking for oftentimes is that first step to getting to success. All right. Healthy self-protection, that's cool. Take a time out if you need to. But fearing your participation, you might fail. Now, that's another thing. Why would you think that? Are you unable to communicate? Do you not know what you want? Are you fearful of feeling love? These, you know, you got to work that stuff out first, all right? Otherwise, you will not feel confident. The fear of failure, whether it's romance or life, is oftentimes based on perfectionism. And because you've linked it to your job, it feels to me like it's more about you doubting yourself. This is a chronic pattern. Great, because we can fix it. We can fix it because you have just identified it. That's step one. So you've identified that you have a fear of failure, I think because you're a perfectionist, because you don't want to do anything less than absolute success. And I understand that, believe me, I do. But here's the way around that. Over-prepare. Confidence comes from seeing yourself succeed. Remember and acknowledge past successes. Replay those in your mind. Question the irrational fears that you have around this thing. Will I really get hurt? Will I say the wrong thing? Will I screw up the relationship? Am I really not good at this job? Do I really not know my material? I mean, you already said in this, that you would probably do a really good job. So why do you let your fears tell you, no, you wouldn't? See, you betrayed yourself right there. So these are the things that we do. We question our resistance. We ask, is that true? Is it real? Do I have concrete evidence that I always fail? Do I not trust myself? So much of this is actually trusting who we are. And in a relationship, true, we have to deal with another person, and who knows what their skill level is at being a partner. But if you know what you want to create and you have done your preparation, the preparation and the repetition of seeing yourself do and achieve these things is what gives us confidence. And the confidence is what wipes out the fear. There are people like Tiger Woods who would hit a golf course in the days when he was young and didn't have all the physical problems and had complete confidence. It was a miracle to watch. I mean, it was incredible. But I read that he said that he had complete confidence because he practiced over hours every day. And he believed that the hard work he put into it meant that he deserved to have an excellent shot. So he deserved it because he'd worked hard. And oftentimes that could be a very simple glitch. We might mistrust that we could achieve something because we've never seen ourselves do it, or that we're in a new terrain. This is when we lack confidence, something new. You don't have the skills with something new, but relationships, you've had them your whole life. From the time you were a toddler trying to negotiate who took your toy and what you need to say to get what you want, you've been doing that. So you can't say it's that. And as far as whatever your profession is, you have experience and you already know that you'd probably be good. So why would you play with your mind and say, I can't? This is my take on it, and I hope that this helps all of us. So if you are doubting yourself, get clear. Practice what you need to practice, whether it's communication or a filtration to know the right person. Learn that. If you go to therapy, go to therapy. If you want to work with a coach, go with a coach. Do whatever you need to do to buff yourself up so that you are confident when you approach either life or love, because you've come prepared. I hope that helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. And if you want to work with me, I'll help you get prepared. Just go to the consultation page, and there are a number of selections, whether it's by the day when I'm in New York City, it's a fabulous experience, or if you just want to work one and done, I can do that. So thank you very much, everyone.